Well, speaking of the stamps, yes. Kid used to hate when we talked about the post office because he believed, like us, that nobody goes to the post office.
Mm-hmm. He, not like all of us.
Yeah, because he's
except for Kelly.
Kid is Amazon Prime.
So today's flashback is dating back to the last time they raced the
January.
Wow.
He was mad.
Enjoy today's flashback.
It's another Kid Craddock in the Morning flashback.
Hey, Kid, there's nothing wrong with Kelly using the post office. I'm disappointed in you for making it sound like people who keep postal employees employed are lame.
Ooh.
Yes, that's what you said.
Face.
Well, he said nobody uses the post office anymore except for old people.
I can only speak from my experience. I pass a post office on my way home every day, and I notice I see all those Oldsmobile Cutlasses and 20-year-old Dodge Darts in the parking lot. And, it does look to me like those are the people that don't have internet and will eventually grow tails.
That is not who is in line, and you're rude, and that is just a mean statement. And there were so many people in line. This guy came in.
Oh, I get it at Christmas, Kelly.
He must have been about 20 years old.
Yeah.
He came in with a blanket.
Yeah.
It was like one of those fleece blankets that was probably for a queen size bed. It was just folded up and the way a boy folds a blanket. You know what I'm talking about. And he had a card. And he came in and I happened to be standing in the back of the line.
No box.
Nope. He's like, will they give me a box here?
That's awesome.
I said, yeah, they're free, but you know, it's more shipping if you use those boxes. I said, I don't know if it's going to fit in there. And he's just like clueless is how the post office works.
That's why that You Send It place is so great, you know?
That's
you just
amazing.
Walk up there and hand them something that you just bought.
But you have to pay more.
You do.
Yeah.
You do.
But I love the
To be able to walk in and go here and walk out, that's awesome.
That's pretty cool.
I love the self-service stand. That's heaven.
Okay, I didn't want to talk about the post office a lot because whole point is that I don't want to talk about the post office. It's just funny that you talk about the post office so much.
And the dollar store.
I talk about the post office so much.
Because personally, I have not.
This whole year, I had to go stand in line at the post office.
I have not been to the post office probably since I went with my mom.
I heard it's a lovely place.
14. But I guarantee if you do like me, and you probably are, you're ADD. You'll go to the post office.
I can't hear you right now. Your necklace is too loud.
You'll go.
Speak up.
You'll go to the post office to buy one stamp and end up buying like a book of stamps for $50
Who
and
will?
Just use you. If you go and just use that one stamp and the rest of the stamps will go to waste. Every time I do it.
True or false?
Give them to me.
Well, you buy stamps.
Is that like a universal thing that everybody's experienced going to the post office and buying a book of stamps and using one?
No, I'm just saying we probably have that in common.
See, he just makes a lot of. He just supposes he's not good at supposition.
He's not.
That's the thing.
I don't mail letters.
Never?
Al, you crazy with that supposition.
Thank you.
I'll bring it up here and give it to Tana.
Yeah. Did you know you could bring your stuff here and they mail it for you?
Hey.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I pay for that.
I sent like 4 packages this week.
Get you stealing from the man.
Oh, it's not stealing. I thought it was, it just came. It was a benefit.
That was a perk.
That was
free
a perk
postage
for working here. Mm-hmm. So you got free letters,
healthcare, and free postage.
Because I didn't want to go to the post office.
Right.
I saw this this article about what small changes would improve the human body the most.
Okay.
And some of these actually make a lot of sense. Like, you know, I've chipped my tooth a lot, probably 3 or 4 times a year.
Yeah. You swallowed
mine's
one,
and I swallowed bit now. And I have to get that.
It just
down.
Happens when you're eating. Yeah. You always chip your teeth. So what if teeth kept regrowing and regenerating when they're chipped or rotten, and they just fix themselves? I think that's what shark teeth do. How come our teeth don't do that?
That would probably put the dentist out of business.
No, because you still got to go to the dentist for, like, cavities
cleaning
and stuff.
Yeah.
No, but okay. I guess it would regenerate. So,
yeah.
Sorry about you, dentist.
That would solve all the meth mouth problems
in
the world.
Nobody would know if you're doing meth. Or, you know, at night when we shut our eyes, we can shield all the light that's coming in, or most of it. But we could still be woken up because of sound. What if we could shut our eyes and shut our ears?
What if some emergency happens and you can't hear the smoke alarm going off?
Yeah. You ever think about that, big guy?
These are great ideas you have that aren't going to happen.
Well, they would
anyway.
Create a different alarm that vibrates, perhaps.
Okay.
So your
Here's
house.
That.
Vibrating bed.
Yeah, vibrating bed alarm.
Oh, we got that alarm.
So there's ways to fix this so that you could get a better sleep.
How about your child crying in the next room because they had a nightmare? Is there an alarm for that?
No, you don't want to hear that. You're supposed to let them cry it out. Right?
That's what I heard.
Yeah. You're supposed to let them cry it out. I like it. Or how about men can shut their ears? Because we already do that anyways.
Mm.
How about the ability to control ovulation?
That'd be nice.
You turn it on when you want a baby, and then turn it off when you want to go to the club
and
do stuff.
That'd be really nice.
Thank you, Lord. That'd be cool.
I mean, isn't that what birth control's for? I control my ovulation.
No, but you do it yourself, because you could forget to take your ovulation medicine.
Ovulation! Speaking of.
Thanks for that reminder.
You're welcome.
You about to pop a pill right now?
Yeah.
Or when your sinuses get all full,
yeah.
How about you have like a cool little drain that you can hit and it drains all your sinuses?
Yeah.
Boom.
Well, don't they have one of those little sucker things, yeah, like for babies? Like suck the snot out?
Again, this is your body doing this.
Now, is this your list or did you get this list from somewhere?
I found it, but I really like all of them.
So these are just in your ideal world, how our bodies would be different?
All guys.
Be better.
All guys being the same, if you get my drift, so that we don't have to ever compare and contrast.
See, you're thinking too abstract. You know what would be really cool?
What?
If our body came with pockets.
Like a kangaroo?
Yes.
Yeah, like little pouches. Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Now that's practical.
I like that. Yeah.
And you think it's odd now, but if we all came with pockets, you wouldn't think it was odd.
Right. Or what about if our eyes could zoom? You know, you see something from far away, and you're like, oh, is that a squirrel or a raccoon?
Yeah.
And then you just kind of zoom with your eyes.
You spend the night in jail, you'll see pockets on the human body.
I like that idea, though, Kelly.
Yeah,
like you have a cell
body
phone
pockets.
Pocket, you have your car key pocket.
Kelly, we might start our own little plastic surgery fad here.
Body pockets is a great name. I should trademark it. I don't know implement this body pocket.
Bodypockets.com.
You can get some skin graft from your butt and then put it on your chest or on your sides and then get real skin
pockets.
It'd
be great like to carry, like when you travel and you don't want to be robbed by gypsies, which happens every time you go to England and in France.
Yeah, if you're on a train, you're getting robbed.
It's crazy. But if you could put all your money in your body pocket and then get dressed, there's no way they can get to you.
Body pocket.
That'd be good. Oh, see, Kelly came up with the best.
Kelly, yeah, I'm sorry, dog.
Basically a fanny pack. And what happens when you get lint in it? You know, when
you still got to clean your
stuff in the pocket.
Yeah,
oh,
you got to clean your. You need to clean your body pocket.
Save that.
That is a must.
That is going on the Christmas reel.
Yeah. Don't want a musty body pocket.
Got body pocket biz wipes.
Yeah. I'm getting that on a t-shirt. You got to clean your body pocket.
Can we call a plastic surgeon and see if they could actually do this?
Sure they can.
They can.
They can take an ear and put it on your forehead if you want. I mean, they can do that.
That's
kind
when
of
they're
stuff.
Trying to grow ears.
I saw a dude
but it's
with
on
a
your
nose.
Forehead.
I saw a dude with a nose on his forehead.
Space.
They got to remove it.
I know.
Well, what if he wants to keep
they
it
have
there?
Space to for it to grow. That's why they do that there. Wait.
But that would be cool.
Some of these performance artists, they would like put an ear on their forehead.
You all are that excited. You'd get a body pocket.
You could always hear. Put one on your forehead and one on the back of your neck. That way you can like hear in front of you and hear in back of you.
See?
Instead of left and right.
Okay, we got to double somebody's pay.
But you make it really hard to have your sunglasses on, though.
If you signed up for double your pay at kidnation.com, get that cell phone out and get ready to dial because we might die. We might call your name out.
All right.
We're going to call three names.
Come on.
First one in the first 10 minutes, we'll get their pay doubled. Today's names are Stephanie Brumley, Shirley Pena, and Chris Hernandez. Chris Hernandez, Shirley Pena, Stephanie Brumley. You have 10 minutes to call us back and double your pay. Let's keep this streak alive. We'll find out if we keep that streak alive next, too.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Good luck.
And hopefully one of those three that were just named is going to be listening to the show and call us back right now. The stopwatch is on. You got 10 minutes. The phones are open. And we're going to double somebody's pay next.
Do you wonder about any of the following questions? What's going on in Al's bar? What's Kinsey up to? How depressed is Jenna? Or what does Kelly never want to do again? Head to KidNation.com to read their blogs. Kid Craddock in the morning.